Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
11 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp with you. We got JT filling in for Drew, producing the next couple of days. Here in about 7 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by Jason Withington. He is the Clay County Commissioner. Going to get the latest on the stadium front. What are they hearing in Clay County? He had a post yesterday on his Facebook page saying that the county has not had formal discussions with the Royals in over a year. We all know right now in Jefferson City, the Missouri legislature is considering a package that could fund a new Royal Stadium and or renovations for the Chiefs at Arrowhead. But it is, I believe at last check, kind of in a standstill. Politics is happening because people are mad about something that happened last week, and now they're holding this hostage, and it's kind of what happens in the state of Missouri a lot.
So. Weird. I saw Todd Palmer was talking about it, I guess, like one state senator is saying they won't vote for it unless it includes tax relief for the Jackson County.
This is normal politics. This stuff happens all the time in Missouri. I mean, you guys remember when we were talking about the sports betting stuff in Missouri? You know, that was held back for a variety of reasons, but also, now look, not to get too in the weeds, there's some good points that were made by some people. I guess there was something last week that would have gone to help some big construction bill, and they did not, support that. And they're like, well, but we're going to support the stadium. So it's like this is why they have till Friday at 6 o'clock to maybe figure it out, and we'll see what happens. But we'll talk with Jason Withington, at least on the Clay County front of all this, coming up in just a bit.
Last night's game was frustrating. This is the thing about caring about your team winning and caring about how they perform on a daily basis, because the Royals story, I'd asked you yesterday, I said, all I want to know is, can the Royals put together like 2 weeks of really good offensive baseball? And if last night's any indicator after a 7-run outing, nope. They scored one run, and to their credit, we're in the game.
Well, because the pitching continues to be unbelievable.
Bubich was great. Bullpen did a great job. Till Schreiber eventually gave up a homer to walk this thing. Oh, yeah. But it's also just like some of this goes back to like what we were talking about earlier, which is you kind of have to weirdly accept the eccentricities of baseball, sometimes in a frustrating way, Gold. Last night, the homer that won the game was like a home run in about half of Major League ballparks. And the homer that Bobby Witt Jr. didn't hit, the one he hit to deep center early in the game, was a homer in about half of Major League ballparks. Now, were they homers? Bobby's wasn't. Was the game-winning one? Yes. Sometimes it's just about where you're playing. I am a little more extra upset because my bet last night was a long shot on Vern's pregame show. I got to go back to the normal even money bets. But it was 5.5-1 for Bobby to get 2 RBI. That ball goes out.
He hit that thing like 408.5 feet instead of 409 feet, and that's why it wasn't a home run. Look, it's just part of it. Like, you lose a 2-1
baseball. But again, it's a homer in half the stadiums.
No, I know.
This is the way baseball works.
You lose a 2-1 baseball game. I mean, it's hard to be all that upset. I understand we want more offense. I'd be like, 2-1 baseball game against a pretty good Astros team. Framber Valdez has been very good since 2022 or so. He's pitched more innings, or second most innings in all of baseball. I mean, this is who he is. The Royals also struggled against him earlier in the year when he was at Kauffman. He's a very good pitcher. Chris Bubich had 9 strikeouts in the game. I mean, it was one of those games. Like, you're hoping you can get that one more hit. They had some opportunities. They had guys on base. They had 2 men on with 2 outs and Bobby at the plate in the 8th inning as well.
And he rolled into a double play, which how often does that happen?
Was it a double play? Double play? Yeah, so 1 out. 2 men on and 1 out, and he had a chance and didn't come through late. So it happens. Valdez is a very, very good pitcher. I'm not discouraged. Use other games as like today, for example, if the Royals only put one run on the board
against a rookie making his major league debut, I think
different than last night.
You know that story. This is one of those, like, until you break the history, for the longest time, I would say Chiefs fans did this, and I thought it was fair until Mahomes eventually proved that none of the things happened before mattered. Like, if a guy catches his own pass in a playoff game, it doesn't mean you're going to lose the game anymore if you're the Chiefs. Until they break that storyline, I immediately assume anytime the Royals are going up against a guy making his major league debut or with an ERA north of 8, it ain't going to go good today. And I don't know why, that it's probably 20 years of watching the Royals play baseball and too many times watching a guy come in there and shove against them because they don't have the history on them, the track record. And lefties are tougher for the Royals because then they feel this need, and I don't think it's wrong, to move Vinny a couple spots down, move Canna up. They shuffle a little bit on the righty-lefty stuff because that's what they did against Valdez last night. They didn't take Vinny out of the lineup. He just moves down in importance in the order. He's actually done okay against some of those ace lefties, it seems. Even though I know that nobody ever thinks we have a biased opinion or an unbiased, opinion on Vinny because he's a friend of the show and we like Vinny Pasquantino. But I'm just telling you right now, I don't know what your complaint would be about him right now based on the fact that he's been hitting pretty well in May.
He's over 300 in May, I think.
Yeah, he's hitting I looked it up not that long ago.
Cody's been keeping a daily log. He actually tucks it under his pillow.
Well, he's now officially at
to keep track of how his song is doing.
Well, we're at 14 games. It's officially over.
Yeah.
As I told you, 14 games before and 14 games after are my official tracking for Vinny Pasquantino or any person I do a song for. I gotta say, it's going pretty good for Vinny post song. Also, he's just a really good hitter. So I'm sure some of it is just that, but people just want to hate players sometimes. That's what I'm convinced it is. I don't know if you feel that way. I just feel like people want
to... Well, he's also held to a different standard, though, in fairness to fans, because when we look at this lineup going into the season and we talk about how the offense could fare, no secret, India, Salvi, Bobby, Vinny, those are the guys that have to be the difference makers. So those guys are going to be criticized more.
14 games post-song, .297 average, .308 on base.
Okay.
3 homers, 9 ribbies.
Okay. All right.
I could pull up the pre-hit. It wasn't pretty, so
yeah.
I don't need to give the exact stats.
We'll get to the trash of the day here in about 10 or 12 minutes or so, but I do want to go out to the phones and welcome in Jason Withington. He's a Clay County Commissioner. We've had Jason on the show. I believe you guys went to high school together, Cody. I believe that's accurate. Jason is joining us. You and Cody went to high school, right, together?
His sister Devin was in my grade, but okay. I think Cody, I think you were like a year younger than me or something.
If Devin was in your grade, yes, we were always one grade apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was the case. I appreciate you coming back on. We're obviously keeping an eye on what's going on in Jefferson City this week and potentially with a package that could help fund or at least give the option and tools to fund a potential new Royal Stadium. Maybe that new stadium could be in Clay County. That's why we wanted to have you on. I saw your Facebook post yesterday, and you can summarize it a little bit if you want, but essentially you talked about obviously the interest on your guys' side, but that no formal discussions have taken place with the Royals in the last year.
Yeah, so I probably should correct that. So I said no formal, discussions, but they did. Brooke Sherman did meet with some of our commissioners back in December, but it wasn't like a formal meeting. It was, hey, you know, we're evaluating North Kansas City's in play, but I mean, they didn't give us any formal ask letter or anything like that, like they did the previous time. So we did meet with them in December, but it wasn't a formal negotiation. And yeah, we haven't had any real negotiations with them since they picked these crossroads.
When you look at, like, I guess the formal letter, what's the difference for you guys, I guess, on that end versus not getting it? Like, the letter just says, we'd like you to draft concepts. We'd like to just let you know you're officially on the radar. Like, what the initial formal letter say versus like not getting one this time?
Well, yeah. So the last time, I mean, they literally said, you know, this is exactly what we're looking at. You know, this is what we request from the county, and this is what we basically would expect. You know, this time, you know, we really haven't heard anything. I keep hearing that Clay County is the only option for Missouri, but I mean, it'd be nice if somebody came and talked to us too, right? So, but you know. We'll see what happens today in the legislature, but Yeah, we just haven't had any real talks with the team since 2023 or whatever. 22.
Okay, so you said like the who are you hearing, I guess, from like Clay County might be the only side, the other state senators and stuff? The people who are debating it today, I guess, is the question?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was some senators in the news and everything that said Clay County was the only potential site for Missouri as the Missouri option. And, you know, we're open to that. You know, we just want to sit down and have a discussion and everything. And we need to work out. I mean, there's a lot of details, especially if they want to have this. You know, John Sherman has said he wants to have a decision in June or July. I mean, that's month and a half away. So, I mean, there's a lot of discussions that need to be had with the county and city before that can be done.
We're talking to Jason Withington, Clay County Commissioner. With what's going on in Jefferson City this week, I mean, it seems pretty obvious from the outside here that if there is the opportunity for the Royals to be in Clay County or obviously stay in Jackson County on the Missouri side, this has to get done this week or maybe in a special session in the fall. Without this additional funding, do you believe it's viable for the Royals to stay in Missouri?
Yeah, no. Honestly, I think they'd probably end up in Kansas, you know, just to be honest. You know, we're going to need some help from the state to make this a possibility, whether it's in Jackson County or Clay County. But, you know, I think Governor Kehoe is working really hard on this. I've talked to Governor while he was on the campaign trail a few times about it, and he said this was a priority for him. And, you know, he's even said, this doesn't pass. He's calling a special session, you know, the day after session ends. So I think he recognizes that the state needs to be involved with this also.
Do you think residents would vote for it? I guess is the following question. I live in Clay County. Would residents, if they had to vote on a sales tax incentive in order to get it in North Kansas City, do you think that it'd pass?
So, you know, and without going into too many details, you know, there was a poll that was reported on, and I don't have the poll, but I've been told what the numbers were, and it looks pretty impressive. You know, the polling's polling, you know, everything can change day to day. So sure. It depends, right? It depends on if it's a good deal for the county. It depends on if it's a good deal for the citizens of Clay County. I mean, everybody's got problems giving billionaires money, right? But
sure.
I think it just depends on what kind of what the details are, which we have a lot of details that need to be worked out.
And with that, and what you just said there, we are still, of course, talking about some hypotheticals here, but I know some of the thought was if the state money, this package that is being discussed in Jefferson City, if that comes along and perhaps have the numbers potentially changed at one point, you know, the sales tax that maybe Clay County would have to vote for, people are saying, well, that percentage is going to be way too high to pass. Now it seems like at least there's been some reporting suggesting that it may not require as much of a sales tax increase as maybe people were talking about a year or so ago.
So again, I mean, we haven't had any of those discussions.
Yeah.
I know the team had asked for a 1 cent sales tax the last time. And, you know, we were not prepared to ask the voters for a 1 cent sales tax. That was just way too big of an ask. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if we do talk to them. We'll see what their ask is this time. So, but we have it again. We just haven't had those discussions. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to ask for.
Sure.
Because last time they specifically asked for a 1 cent sales tax.
What's the number that makes sense, you think, for Clay County? Half a cent, 3/8 of a cent, something closer to Jackson?
Well, I would say no more than half a cent. And I'll tell you why. The way that the law is written is it would take, if we went above half a cent sales tax, it would require two additional or it would require two ballot questions, right? But if we stayed at half a cent or less, it would only require one ballot question. So
lastly for you, what's your feel on I guess what's going on at in people maybe you've talked to at the state level, just with where things stand on this potential funding mechanism that is being discussed this week before Friday's session ends?
Yeah, I think, you know, talking to some people down there this morning via text and everything, I think they feel pretty optimistic. I've talked to some Democrats and Republicans, and they feel pretty optimistic that an agreement will be made and this should pass as is. So,
Jason, appreciate the time, and hopefully we can check in here in the next month or so and see where things stand.
All right. Thank you guys for having me on, and you guys take care.
Absolutely. Thank you. There you go. Jason Withington, Clay County Commissioner, giving us some details. And As he said, he clarified a little bit, but just there, maybe there was some informal conversation or whatever in the last year with the Royals, but not a true formal discussion about Clay. Kind of like, which is
I
interesting
if the
because
Royals are just like, we still have the plan we liked before, so we don't need to change much on you. Just the dollar amount asked, but everything else, the plan, the structure, all that would be the same.
It's interesting though, because I don't know if this was the incentive for those state representatives that represent the Clay County area that are in Jefferson City trying to get this funding mechanism passed as we speak, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Some of those comments saying Clay County is the only Missouri side, was that just trying to get more momentum and push behind this state funding mechanism? Because otherwise, if they really, the Royals are truly going to announce something in June or July, if there haven't been real conversations with Clay County, and that's what Jason is saying, and he's a Clay County commissioner, and it's May 14th.
They're going to have to make the ask. Now, here's part of it. Clay County's a yes. Does that,
Well, he I think Jason just acknowledged it, if it's 1%, that is too high.
Sure.
If that's part of the ask.
I think I just would be stunned if Clay, let's just say they get it all together. Let's say they go with the original stadium plan. We remember all the renderings for Clay County and everything else. Mm-hmm. If they go back to all of that and they're like, hey, Clay, we got this state money burning a hole in our pocket and we'd love to come build our stadium there. I think they're just a yes.
Well, they would have to feel like it would pass not the state funding, that's separate, but still a sales tax would be required in Clay County. And Jason said, no more. Basically, he doesn't think, his opinion, more than a half cent would be something that people could actually
tolerate. Well, especially if you got to vote for two different bond questions. Now you got to have two different things pass, which becomes a bigger problem, or at least more challenging, at least on that end. So, I don't know. I saw the polling too. I saw an article out. I think it was the person who used to rep my district in Clay County, who's now in the state house, put out some of the stuff on there and says that currently it looks like it would pass. I'm like, yeah, well, the polling also thought it was going to be nip and tuck for the Jackson County side, and it did not exactly turn out like that, Gold. It ended up being a bloodbath for the Jackson County side on the stadium stuff. A lot of cities are going through this, and this is what's interesting. The Missouri side, what's interesting about it is saying we'll give you the money even if you don't know the site. Because the thought was always they'll get it from the county, and then the state will approve some funds, and everybody will just go arm in arm, and they'll have more luck having the state approve it when they know exactly where it's going. And they're trying to get the state to approve money without even telling them where it's going.
Well,
we're not even telling you if it's Jackson or Clay.
What's changed there, obviously, is what Kansas has offered up, and that's the Star Bonds, and that has been approved, and that expires. I guess it could be extended, but that expires later on this summer. And that's why what is happening in Jefferson City right now is important. It is Missouri's counter to the Star Bonds. If they pass it, it is their strongest counter to what Kansas is offering both the Royals and Chiefs. And that's why it's so important on the Missouri side for them to pass this week. If not, maybe a special session to get it done, because without that, there is no scenario.
I don't think so.
Where I don't think
it's essentially their match to the Star Bonds. It's essentially their match to the Star Bonds.
Yep. That's
saying
that's
I mean, it works in that it'll work in a fundamentally same way. So if you want to be in Missouri, which I think the Chiefs or the Royals do, Chiefs, I don't know. I think the Chiefs just want the biggest bag of cash, but that's my, look, that's just personal.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm guessing, essentially. I think the Royals want to be in downtown or near downtown. They desperately desire that, to be a part of.
That was always the original idea.
They also want a big bag of cash. Don't get me wrong. They all want the bag of money, but, they do, I think, firmly actually want to be there. I think the Chiefs are more just about seeking what is the fit. And the fit for them is, easier to probably determine once the Royals make their decision. Dude, June is in 2 weeks. There ain't no way they're making this announcement in June, right? Although, I guess if this passed,
they
maybe
June, July. They said June or July, in fairness. Yeah. They said June or July. But yeah, I mean, deadlines have been pushed back 20 times at this point between both teams.
I still think one team's ending up in Kansas. Somebody said, can you all give us odds on Kansas getting at least one team? If you made me still guess right now, I'd still guess Royals in Missouri and Chiefs in Kansas. Yeah. But with, I don't know, what level of confidence, very little.
The odds definitely go up of it, them keeping both if this passes this week by Friday or the special session in Missouri, the state package, that is. And then there's still questions after. But that this thing has to pass in Missouri. They have to get access to this funding mechanism for that to be viable, for both teams to stay in Missouri, or maybe even one of them to stay in Missouri. So we'll keep an eye on that. I have a feeling it's not going to get resolved until Friday, if it gets resolved Friday. It's one of those deals where it's like, it's probably not just going to, usually deadline spur action kind of stuff or special sessions require. Like, I'd be shocked if we just, this afternoon, they decide to get it taken care of. It's usually not how things operate there.
No.
Anyway.
You don't think they're going to get it done early? Wrap it up?
Trash of the day.
All right. Let's get to a little trash of the day. So, a man broke into an unmanned police station in Melbourne, Australia. So, police say this guy messed with a police car that was parked outside. Then he smashed a window to get into the station. Once he got inside, he damaged computers and walls. The station was unstaffed, so there was nobody in there. And then he refused to respond to officers when they arrived. Police then used a taser and pepper spray to get him under control. They arrested him and charged him with burglary, criminal damage, tampering with a police vehicle. He's set to appear in court in July. So he broke into an empty police station. I've never understood the concept of breaking into the police station where you're about to get put when you're arrested temporarily as well. I just don't, you know, why are you breaking into the police station?
I mean, you're already in trouble. That feels like, can you get charged with like a different, more serious crime for breaking in there versus like a house? Or is it just like, is it trespassing and breaking and entering no matter this, you know? No matter the spot, I guess would be my question. Why would you do that? Why would you? Like, it's too easy. Also, I don't know. I just can't understand. I can't understand. Now, was he on drugs? You got a little backstory on this guy?
I would not say. I'm assuming there was he was under the influence of something.
Okay. I mean, I can't believe you didn't get shot. You went into a you broke into a police car and then into a police station. They only pepper sprayed you. You should feel pretty lucky you're not dead.
Someone said they would just steal the cop car.
Oh man!
Someone says the simple answer is meth. I don't know how that in Australia, what they're in Melbourne in particular, if that's a problem there or not.
Yeah, never been to. Is Australia a place you're interested in going to?
What's that?
I said, is Australia a place you're interested in going to?
That's tough for me to answer because I've never been out of the country. So there's a lot of places outside of the United States I would love to go to. Australia, sure. I've heard Sydney and Melbourne are beautiful.
Wouldn't necessarily be like the first place you went if you were planning an international trip, but
yeah,
certainly would be potential on the list. That's all.
Someone says they're breaking in to get rid of any evidence. I mean,
he's got to leave a lot of evidence behind breaking in.
I don't know how that all works, but I don't think like every random police station just happens like that's like they're holding the evidence somewhere. But like, what did he know it was in this particular police station and they just keep it there? I don't know.
Like in an evidence locker. Do you know how much you got to know exactly where in the evidence locker to find it?
Yeah.
Why do you think Jesse Pinkman and Walter used magnets? I don't think this isn't a TV show. Uh-huh. You know how many layers of security you'd have to get through in order to just even make that done? I thought for sure your trash of the day was going to be on HBO Max.
Well,
coming back after changing their name to Max.
Yeah.
Anybody see that? That was so ridiculous. They were HBO Max. They changed their name to Max, and now they're going back to HBO.
They
Max.
Should never have dropped it. HBO had, it was a legacy brand. It had brand recognition. It's like,
you
I don't
hear
know.
The sound.
The same reason why I don't know why Twitter switched to X. Like, some of this stuff, you're overthinking it. You're overthinking it. You're getting too cute. Just stick with it. They should never have dropped HBO from Max.
I never stopped calling it HBO Max.
Well, that
no,
too.
I didn't.
Like I stopped Carrington Harrison. He was like,
haven't stopped
did anyone ever
Sandstone?
Stop saying that?
No, but that's the point. It had no brand. They changed it to like in a nonsensical color. Like it's purple now. And you're like, what? Why? Why is the logo? Like those aren't your colors. I've been watching HBO since you were excited. It was like available at your hotel in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It's been black. Like, what are you doing? That'd be like changing the sound effect too. Netflix shouldn't change their sound. HBO shouldn't change their sound. I associate those with a thing. I just think it's funny. I just like the idea. The things that always make me laugh in that is gold is, do you know how many meetings? Think about how much money Warner Brothers wasted in meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about these big brand changes, what they were going to call the app, what color they were going to change, all this stuff. They went through all these meetings only to be like Coke Classic. Over here, fellas. Sorry, we're HBO Max again.
Oh, yeah. Their marketing dollars spent on rebranding was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It was probably, I would guess, like a rebrand of that size is tens of millions, maybe $100 million. Maybe $100 million in a rebrand?
I don't know.
Just go back to HBO Max? Is it cheaper to go back? Do you get spent less this time?
HBO had a great track record of quality content. great legacy shows, right? Some of the best TV shows of all time came through HBO. Why on earth they would ever drop that? When I hear HBO, I think, oh, this must, right away, I think,
people
oh, this
think
is probably,
Sopranos, The Wire, yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
I think, oh, this could be a pretty, Game of Thrones. Like, I'm thinking, this would be a pretty good show. It's got a, they got a good track record. Not that Max is bad, but like,
I'm more likely to tune into an HBO show if it's getting good reviews than almost any other network on the planet. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Like, I saw a trailer for an HBO show that a show I'd never heard of until yesterday, and I was tempted.
Yeah, someone says, I thought Max was Cinemax. Well, yeah, that was the combination. HBO and Cinemax, they combined. For whatever reason, they took the Max name and not the HBO name. I don't know why.
The only thing people associate with Cinemax is Skinemax, and that's got a whole energy.
That's true.
That's got a whole different energy.
That was an era as well. Yes, it was. All right. That's
soft
the trash
core
of the day.
Evening on a Saturday night.
Up next, Chiefs Fred Half Hour. We'll talk more about the Chiefs getting every holiday and why they clearly are America's team.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
We've got some updated scheduling news for the Chiefs. We'll get to the Thanksgiving Day game against the Cowboys and what that means. But the latest from Jordan Schultz, who's had a couple of the schedule scoops so far. His latest tweet in the last 5 minutes. The Chiefs will host the Lions in week 6 at Arrowhead on Sunday Night Football. The last time the Chiefs hosted the Lions, of course, was the year after they won the Super Bowl a couple years ago, and they lost that opener. That was when Chris Jones and Travis Kelce were not playing in
that
game.
That was such a funny sight, that Chris Jones between his two agents.
That was that game. But this is going to be Sunday Night Football week 6. So here, if you believe, there's some of these are confirmed, some of them are reported. I'm not going to really get into the ones of random Twitter account rumors. I'm talking about actual reputable reporters. So week 1, we know Chiefs, Chargers, Friday night in Brazil on YouTube. Week 2, Jordan Schultz reporting Chiefs hosting the Eagles at 3:25 on Fox. Week 3, Jordan Schultz is reporting the Chiefs are at the Giants on Sunday Night Football. Week 4, to be determined. Week 5, there's rumors out there that it's Jacksonville. Week 6, Chiefs, as I just mentioned, hosting the Lions on Sunday Night Football. We also learned today, Chiefs at Dallas on Thanksgiving at CBS at 3:30. And then we learned yesterday or 2 days ago, Chiefs Broncos Christmas night on Prime. So slowly, we are continuing to fill out this schedule. I don't know how you can argue they are not America's team, truly. And I know Cowboys fans will think I said
after
the
worst
thing.
After you just ran through that, sure.
But they are on every holiday, Christmas for 3 straight years, Thanksgiving this year. They're on, in the first month of the season, they're on standalone Brazil YouTube. They're on Prime Fox. They're on 2 Sunday night games in the first 6 weeks. Like, it is a loaded slate for Kansas City, but they're America's team, man. They absolutely are. If anybody is, let's put it, maybe you think nobody is, but if anybody is, it is the Kansas City Chiefs, not the Dallas Cowboys anymore. I'm sorry.
They are the face of the NFL. Not just because they have yet another documentary coming out after their holiday movie and all the other stuff that comes with it. They, because of Patrick Mahomes and the fame level that he possesses, and honestly, now the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce stuff also added to all of that allure and all of this schedule stuff and everything else in between. I actually think it's impossible to argue. Cowboys fans are the only ones who are going to argue it. Nobody else cares about the Cowboys. Do you realize that, like, this is why I would always argue? Because in order to be, like, the team, because the Chiefs can lose this crown, too. Let me be very clear. I'd call them America's team right now, but they don't get to keep that crown for the rest of time.
No, but I'll be curious, fast forward 10, 15 years from now. The Cowboys consistently still get primetime games and stuff because they're the Dallas Cowboys. Will that continue? I'm not talking about being on Christmas and all that every time. I'm saying, like, the Cowboys still get a proportionally higher amount of primetime games, even when they've been 4-win teams, 6-win
teams.
So
how long do the Chiefs continue that?
How long does that last? Post-Mahomes, post-Andy Reid, when the team's frankly not as good anymore 15 years from now. Hopefully it's not the case, but reality is that'll be the case, right?
Pretty likely.
Because, unless they're drafting.
It won't be Andy Reid, it won't be Patrick Mahomes. Odds are they'll probably be worse.
Yeah, so.
100% chance, honestly.
So, are they still going to get the benefit of that? But right now, where they're at, on any time there's a holiday, whatever time slot the NFL thinks is the best of the season, the Chiefs are in it. This happened last year, we all know. It happened the year before with the Black Friday. It happened last year with the Black Friday game. It's happened time and time again. Next year, my guess is they're going to play in Madrid, Spain, or Germany, hosting a game. This year, we know they're in Brazil on the road. So this is where we're at. And yeah, in general, embrace it because we are in a golden era. But the Thanksgiving Day thing is not as bad as Christmas to me. But as we talked about earlier, you know, the Thanksgiving, it's still, everybody has their own personal tradition on Thanksgiving. It still, while it's on the road, still can cause people now to have to shift around their day and what they do, depending on when you were eating and all this. And I know the NFL doesn't care. I'm just saying, on a personal end, I would rather casually watch the games on the holidays and not be locked in and stressed out than having to do so.
Not every holiday, because that goes back to the same thing. The NFL said that they weren't going to make one team every day on Christmas, even though Clark Hunt wants it. And instead, they put them on Christmas, and then they double dipped and said, well, screw it. You got the Cowboys this year? Jackpot.
Didn't you think they would save that? Because the Cowboys on Thanksgiving draw massive numbers. They could play the Browns. They could play anybody. The Chiefs-Cowboys game could be week 12, week 3, week 18, and it would be huge.
But they only get so many chances to put Patrick Mahomes on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
And so, like, they don't know when the next opportunity is going to be. Are the Cowboys going to matter as much? Will that game be on the home or road? You know, like, all the stuff that could impact it. You can't be guaranteed you'll get Mahomes on Thanksgiving again. And I think that's what happened. And really, all of this is, like, I've already told you I hate it. I hate doing all these holidays. It sucks. Like, and again, it actually impacts, this is what's funny. It impacts me less than a lot of other people I know and like. Like Nate Taylor, he'll be on the show tomorrow. It impacts him more than it impacts me. It impacts people I know who work on the TV crews. It impacts some of you who have jobs that do not allow you to take those off. It impacts you that have to spend time with your family. Maybe you don't want to watch the game while doing those things. For my end, it's really actually not that bad. I probably won't work the Friday after Thanksgiving. That is a company holiday. I probably won't be here. So I will get to watch the game in a lighter way than I typically watch a football game. But a little bit of this. I think a lot of this boils down to actually your initial point on America's team. I actually think Clark Hunt is choosing to wear this schedule stuff on the chin because he wants that. because I think Clark wants more than anything for this team to become a true face of the league, one of the three franchises you think of. Because up until the Mahomes era, it wasn't. It was Cowboys, Steelers, Pack. I don't, whatever your three are. I don't want to get in like a debate about who the teams are.
I would
are.
Agree with those
but
names.
But you would have listed five teams in the NFL who were the premier franchises. And the Chiefs weren't on that list. And this is his chance to be on that list for a long ass time. And so you take the Thanksgiving, you take the Christmas, you take the international games, you take every Sunday, Monday night football game they'll give you. You put them all on there because you want to become what you said, America's team. That's what I think the Thanksgiving part of this is about.
Now, I'll fully admit, we all know, anybody that's from this area and spent most of their life living here, you guys all know how many times we would have conversations, and you had conversations when the schedule would come out 15 years ago.
Oh, they'd be like eight straight noon games.
Oh, we only got one primetime game this year. We didn't get any, and now we are bitching a little bit. Because there's too many. I fully understand. I think we're self-aware enough to know that we were once complaining about not getting primetime games. I think what we were asking for is some balance. They don't have to be on every single holiday. But that's the reality they're in right now. And yes, it is great to be at the top. And everybody wants a piece of your team right now and your city. And it's a great spot to be in. There are some cons. And we are just laying out some of them. I think there's also plenty of people listening that are thrilled, though, because I've seen it, that are thrilled the game's on Thanksgiving and stuff. So I recognize that. As I said, a lot of the conflict stuff, everybody, we could go through every single week of the season, and personally, everybody has some reason why they don't like that game, right? Like, I can text somebody, and they don't like Week 2 Philadelphia because maybe that was the game they couldn't go to. Well,
their
that's your own personal thing.
Volleyball tournament is during
week
that time.
10, random week. Week 10, and, oh, that's my so-and-so's birthday where you got this. Everybody has their conflict. I think the holidays, though, understandably so, are different.
Conflicts for most people.
Yeah,
80% of people have a conflict that day or something else going on.
I agree with this text, though. 913-586-7965. As a Red Zone, NFL Red Zone fan, this is incredible. The more
is it? Yes,
because here's the thing.
Because the noon slate stinks.
Yeah, so the noon slate around holidays, Sundays are worse because you're playing games during the week more. I'm with you there. But the less noon games, the fewer noon games that they have, means Red Zone at noon, I can just
unencumbered
sit there and just watch Red Zone and not be locked into one particular game. It's beautiful. When the Chiefs play at 3:25 or the evening, it's great selfishly for that, for Red Zone channel. I'm with you, Texter.
How often are you guys doing, let's say the Chiefs play a Sunday night game, how often are you guys doing Red Zone on the 3:25 slate, four-game slate?
When the Chiefs are not obviously not part of it?
Yeah.
I'll still do it. I don't watch it as intently, but I absolutely still go Red Zone. It is very rare for me now, if it's not a Chiefs game or obviously Sunday Night Football or something, for me to just watch one particular game.
It depends on the game.
Fantasy football, for betting, for all of it. Frankly, for, you know, not like you and I talk about the league here, but like I also host another show where I have to talk about plenty of other teams, not just the Chiefs. I do on Saturdays. So I like to watch a bunch of games so I have some sort of knowledge of what occurred in a majority of the games every week. And so Red Zone just makes that easier. And I'm not going back and watching all 22 film. Okay, I'm not that guy. But I want to watch Red Zone channel.
You can become that guy.
I'm not going to be that guy.
Come on, guys, we can be breaking down three technique on this show. Yeah. Maybe we've been missing a key opportunity. You guys don't want to break down ball screens going on in the NBA right now?
I'm good.
Yeah, pass. The Red Zone, like the only question I have about the way the NFL's doing it right now is I've told you, I think the NFL's made a big shift in the last like 3 years. And we're seeing more good primetime games. That's why everything can flex. The Saturday after Christmas can flex. You can flex Thursday night games way later into the season and with less time. It's the idea of like, we got to pay back all these TV partners. It is slowly, and I don't know that everyone wants to admit, it is slowly killing Red Zone, in my opinion, for the noon slate.
Late in the year, Cody.
Because right now, it's like that noon slate. There were a couple of late in the years last year, noon slate Red Zones. I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm bouncing between Texans, Browns, and Colts, Falcons. I'm like, oh my God. I'd rather watch almost anything than this.
Yeah, I think late in the year, it became a problem because when you have like last year when Christmas was on Wednesday, you had four games on the Saturday and then you had three games on Christmas. Well, of course that ate into your Sunday. I think that's when it's worse. Having international games or like that kind of stuff isn't changing red zone that as much. I think it is around Christmas, Thanksgiving, and then New Year's, depending on the year. That's when that Sunday for that 2 or 3 week stretch is a weaker lineup. But I still think 80% of the season, Red Zone Channel is top notch, and I love it, man. And now, is it official who's hosting it? Do we know? Did what's his name leave, or is that a done deal yet? Hanson.
Oh, if it's Hanson, I don't know.
Wasn't there rumors that his contract's up, right? And the rumor was he's going to NBC. Did that happen? Is that done? Do we ever find out who was hosting Red Zone? There were rumors about all kinds of people that they were suggesting could host NFL Red Zone. Hanson host leaving. Let's see. I thought there was a chance he was done, and I thought I remember that. His contract expired. No,
all you're describing definitely happened.
He's in negotiation still.
Oh, okay. So he might still.
Anyway.
It says most likely replacement would be Andrew Siciliani.
Oh, Siciliano.
He used to host the other Red Zone,
which was worse in my opinion, but he did the DirecTV version of it when now there's just one version of it. But yeah.
I never saw. I can't speak to Siciliano's in any way. I never watched it once. I didn't have DirecTV. So.
Oh, it's not that he wasn't bad. He just compared to Hanson. Hanson, I thought, was better. That's all.
Okay. Well, we'll find out whether or not it's Hanson or somebody else.
Yeah. Cody got upset when they did the one quarter box of the screen, 30-second ad. Yeah.
They, for years, have said,
they stopped it after 1 week.
Commercial-free football. They said it that day. They said it that day that they aired a commercial on it.
And then they apologized. I
can't wait for my email about the class action lawsuit I'm going to be a part of.
Yeah.
When I paid for it for commercial free football and was not given commercial free football.
Yeah, people love to pretend that they can just do that kind of stuff. They love to threaten stuff like that when they have no recourse.
I don't have any recourse.
It happens a lot these days.
I'm not
going
to start the class action lawsuit. Did anybody else get the email for the Siri enabled
device? That's a real one.
I know it's a real one. Everybody sign up.
You know that these things, there's websites you can go to find out the latest ones.
I'm still waiting for my Topshop payout.
Yeah. Same.
I ain't got my payout.
That must be coming up soon. I got mine for some checked baggage one for Spirit Airlines a couple months ago.
Okay.
The $55 I got back. So the Siri one is a real one. Yeah, it's like, I think it's, was it $40? Maybe you get $40 if you found out like Siri was listening in on your phone, which I just assume is happening anyway. But yeah.
Yeah, I did just kind of assume that. So I'll take the free $100. I think it was $20 per device. And I said I had five devices. Maximum number. I couldn't remember. I didn't remember. I might have five phones over the last decade. I didn't count them up. I just rounded.
No, from that time period, though.
I don't know. Oh. I just guessed. You filled out the system.
You had five phones in 5 years?
It was like a 10-year time period.
But if you had an iPad as well, and you had that, and your kids had that.
I ballparked it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Five felt right. You know?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're going to fact check it.
Actually, I think Apple probably has a way to verify because you have to register your Apple device when you buy it, right? So they probably
Then send me 80. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll take the $80.
Someone said they got $1,200 from Juul. You know, the...
$1,200?
Vape thing, right?
Yeah,
whatever
it is. That's like a vape company.
Yeah. There was a whole Netflix documentary about them and how that felt things. Well, you should watch it. I think it was on Netflix. One of the platforms about Juul and like just how big they grew and then like how corners they cut and all that kind of stuff.
So before the texter earlier said, Chiefs fans are spoiled brats. You're not wrong. We are very spoiled. No argument against there. That's exactly where this conversation is going to come in. The Chiefs announced yesterday a brand new documentary that was following them throughout all of last season. We know how it ended, but let me give you the trailer first and then I got a
question. ESPN, right?
Yeah.
Every year, that's the only goal that you have, is winning the Super Bowl. If we don't win it, it's a failure.
As much of a dreamer as Lamar was, I don't think he could have ever imagined this.
Chiefs Kingdom!
The odds are slim.
Let's three-peat! Let's make history!
All this pressure builds up.
Cut the cameras, please.
It's our life, and it's an emotional game.
Love you, brother.
All right, Madonna, you know that.
Win or lose, this team will never be the same.
So I'm typically all about these. My question is, when is it coming out? If it's out in the next month or two or during training camp, preseason, when I'm football starved, give it to me and I'm all about it. If this is coming out in like September, Yeah, I'm done with last season at that point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So September and you're just done, huh?
Yes, yes. Now, I'm sure for our job, if there's something interesting, we'll end up talking about it. But in terms of my real interest on it, and like I'm just going to enjoy watching it, I think it needs to be before the season. In October, when the Chiefs are 5-1 or something, I don't care what happened week 17 of 2024.
Here's where I'm most interested. We got half of this a couple of years ago when Patrick Mahomes starting quarterback, and we got a little bit of the behind the scenes of where it is. The last time we got true behind the scenes on the Kansas City Chiefs was the Todd Haley Hard Knocks years. Mm-hmm. So like it's been a while since we got a true behind the scenes, and because the Chiefs now they can change the rules. So they technically could be a Hard Knocks team. But because they've never been a Hard Knocks team for a while, I am a little bit interested.
Looks like partially they got great access.
Yeah, they got great access, and here's why the year itself they ended up getting ended up being incredibly interesting. Going for a three-peat, losing a Super Bowl. There are a lot of rumors about what was happening around the Super Bowl, like were people sick or all this other stuff. Like, there's just so many things that I actually find interesting in this. I don't watch Hard Knocks anymore. There's a lot of this like NFL-based content or even this stuff. I don't catch a ton of this one has my attention because of the access and because of the year.
Yeah, it was in conjunction. I think the Chiefs in-house helped with it as well. And they're like, we've seen some mic'd up stuff. I usually like the mic'd up stuff. You know, in the trailer, they have Mahomes saying, cut the cameras. Like, I'm curious when that, that's why the trailer's good. You know, what was that? What was happening in that moment that he said, cut the cameras? Like, that's the part that I would like to know. So that's what they're hoping for, right? My interest in it will not be as high if I have to wait till October of the new season to watch it. There's a reason why Netflix, when they do quarterback, it comes out in July before the season starts to watch about the last season, the prior season. If quarterback came out from Netflix in October, nobody wants to see them following around Kirk Cousins when we're already halfway through the next season. So I think, I think they need to have this come out before the football season starts. If it is released in August while we're up at camp, that's perfect.
Yeah, because again, you're right. If it's November, what do I care what last year's team did? I'm firmly in the middle gold of 6 to 8 weeks of the current 2025 Kansas City Chiefs. That just creates a different challenge, I guess, where like I'm going to be a little bit less interested. But I like behind the scenes stuff when it comes, especially because the team is going for a three-peat.
Here's part of my interest.
They claimed it was never mentioned in-house. Every single player, every single coach we ever talked to claimed it was never brought up in house. We didn't even talk about it. Nobody even mentioned it. And so if you find out that it was just like a whisper, and it didn't stop them, right? They got all the way to the Super Bowl gold. I like to know that like how it's really happening. I don't like to necessarily just trust the teams or what the players are telling me is happening inside the building. If I can get actual access to how it's actually going down, I'm more interested. I don't care that like, I don't think it impacted their performance, I guess, is not the point. Just
what's
more
it called?
It
what's this thing called?
Kingdom,
of course.
Yeah, I mean, come on, they weren't gonna like overthink it, right? Yeah. Kingdom, mm-hmm. That's it. Coming to ESPN.
How have they not put out a release date yet?
I think they just put fall.
Well, that's very generic. Well, that would suggest it's not August. That would suggest it's September.
Technically,
October.
Yeah, August is still summer. Huh. It just says for release this fall.
Yeah, that's all I see. Yeah, just
damn. It's going to be November. Then what?
I don't know if people are going to care as much about the like if the current team is in the middle of their. I just don't think people are going to care as much at that point.
Okay. Well, I mean,
it's
look,
Disney upfront, ESPN, Disney Plus, Skydance Sport. I think all of them like had a role in this whole thing. So
big undertaking. That clip, by the way. That clip is like the perfect, it probably means nothing in the actual documentary, but him saying, will you cut the cameras, please?
Yeah, I think we all want to know what happened.
I want to know what game it's after or before, right? Because clearly in the locker room, he's got his stuff on. Like, I want to know, what game do you think it was after? Which one was like the frustrating one last year?
I honestly don't. I mean, my guess is it was, I mean, heck, it could have even have been after the Chargers game where he threw the pick and Rice got hurt. Who knows, right? Like, I have no idea. It could have been after a playoff game, even though they won. I have no clue, man.
Can you turn the... Yeah, were they about to have, like, a private excited moment or a private serious moment? Players only, you know? They don't do that kind of thing on the Chiefs. They win too much. The Chiefs haven't had any players.
Here's the weird thing. Like, you can't be like, oh, did it happen after a loss? They only lost two in the regular season. So, you know what I mean? Like,
and one, he didn't even play it.
So, I mean, it can't be, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's mostly. It's
that Ravens, Isaiah Likely, the toe thing, that seems like 5 years ago. Remember that whole, the whole toe thing? That seems like 5 years ago.
That's part of the, like, it will feel nostalgic somehow, mm-hmm. despite the fact it's like, it'll be like a calendar year old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is some part of it that really throws me off.
All right, up next, we will get to what's trending, then we'll talk more about how the schedule is laying out for the rest of the NFL, including who might have a travel advantage. And Cody thinks there needs to be something more for his children happening in school. We'll get to that next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.